Dee-do-dum-dum, dee-do-dum-dum. There once was a duck whose name was Lucky, and Lucky the duck was very lucky. When carrots attacked, he never got hurt, 'cause he was somewhere else. Duck, be lucky.
He learned what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you. Chuck, be lucky.
This is how Lucky protects himself. When bad things happen, Lucky is somewhere else. That's why these children are practicing being lucky at school. See how they sit there, not getting blown up? But what about Susie and her family? They're enjoying their evening meal so much that they hardly even notice the suicide bomber lurking in the corner.
The first sensations may be felt instantly after having smoked some grass, or an hour after having eaten. Usually, you creep slowly into a known condition, inch by inch, sliding upward, but if you deepen it, the effects may come upon you suddenly and...
And why would they? He's just an average-looking foreigner. Perhaps he's here on a business trip. But take a closer look. That bulge at his midriff is probably an explosive bomb belt. And his briefcase most likely contains a dirty nuke. The result? Susie and her unlucky family never make it to dessert. How bad a punch in the face can feel? A terrorist attack is like getting 100 punches in the face, all at once. But if you're lucky like Billy here, then you won't be anywhere near the attack, and you won't feel a thing. In Timmy's school, they are learning about terrorist attacks. What are they exactly? Well, if someone hates you bad enough and has access to the internet, then they can blow you up. It's that simple.
So remember, friends, how do you make sure you don't get hurt when the terrorist attacks?
Just be lucky.
Just the raw leaf part. The list top go bust before beef start. At the stop and go mart, acting like a spirit host done it. Dude nominated for the best role L's, and they wondered how he dealt with stress so well. Wild guess, you could say he stays sedated. Some say booted, some say faded. Some day prayed that he would grow a farm barn full. Recent research show it's not so darn harmful.
Fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times. In fact, everyone finds that they're more creative stoned than straight. So remember...
A-R-I-J-U? A-J-U-A-N-A? Marijuana. Marijuana.
So this is Furious George. It's 103.5 WCOM Radio, 10 o'clock on Thursday night, which means it's the Furious George show. I do this every Thursday basically to bring you sounds and bits and clips from the media and inside your head and everywhere else that relates to hip-hop, underground, revolutionary things. And I hope you enjoy what you're doing right now, which is hopefully sitting back, breathing in that great mystical air of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. And more importantly, supporting micro-powered community-based radio. This is community-driven, all-volunteer support type of radio. So if you like what you're hearing, go to communityradio.coop. And if you don't like what you're hearing, well, I might as well inform you that this show probably has already offended you. And if not, it may be offensive. So with that in mind.
That governs best is the government that governs least. And by these standards, we have set up a fabulous government in Iraq.
So, all right. There is some Colbert. We got some more fun stuff coming up. Thanks for listening to Micropowered Community Based Radio, WCOM. I'm furious.
Your own bootstraps. I believe it is possible. I saw this guy do it once in Cirque du Soleil. It was magic. And though I am a committed Christian, I believe that everyone has the right to their own religion, be you Hindu, Jewish, or Muslim. I believe there are infinite paths to accepting Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
Berger's new marijuana cup from the makers of Angel Dust Cake.
Silver. I believe.
It's absolute dynamite.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the particulars of how the $1 trillion will be distributed to you. The $1 trillion we're giving you to replace the, oh, I don't know, trillion or so dollars you lost. Let me briefly explain the rescuer-rescuee relationship. You, my friends, you are in the drowning position. Right now. So I would suggest that you don't complain about whether or not you get a window seat on the rescue boat. Because, by the way, what the fuck are you doing in the water anyway? You know what? You're not these guys. You're not exactly... You're not innocent victims.
The effects may come upon you suddenly and strike you full force in the middle.
Each of them a scientist pioneer. For this is our last frontier, a hostile environment which may hold the key to tomorrow.
All rise.
Each day meet new challenges as they build their city to tomorrow.
Raghead talks tough. Raghead faces consequences.
We just want Jews to be perfected.
He may not be gay, but Al Gore, total fag.
If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he had been killed in a Paris assassination.
And the word ones
identified as oppressors are always genuinely the victims, and the ones who are the play victims are in fact the oppressors.
Only from a better and happier point of view. A point of view with the thought of a better contrived reality. Yesterday is eternity. The eternity of yesterday is dead. Yesterday is as one. The eternity is one. It's the eternity of the past. The past is once upon a time. Once upon a time is past. The past is yesterday.
I think it's that's an interesting question. Please elaborate on that a little bit.
Sound of guns, anger, frustration.
Do you believe war in Iraq is a war of choice or a war of necessity? I think that's an interesting question. Please elaborate on that a little bit.
The past is the life of the past. The life of the future was the life which is to be. The wisdom of the future.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Anything which is ended is finished. That which is perfect is finished. The perfect man is no exception to the rule.
We know they have weapons of mass destruction. There isn't any debate about it.
There's no doubt.
There is no doubt.
There's no doubt.
There is no doubt.
We thought he had weapons of mass destruction. Turns out he didn't.
But among the terrorists,
on the face of the universe, up on the different stars, that would be where the outer dust would come from. Equation-wise, the first thing to do is to consider time as officially ended. We work on the other side of time.
Scientist pioneer.
This is our last frontier. Which may hold the key to tomorrow. Each day new challenges as they build their cities into tomorrow.
If we left, the world would be worse.
it does not compute.
It's my favorite mutiny.
Accounts payable.
Hey, man, what's up?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Obama.
Hell yeah, Obama, that's right.
Yeah, hooray for your people.
Yeah.
We all thank you. Mm-hmm. But what's going on, man? What's wrong?
I don't know. I feel weird. I feel nervous.
Well, listen, man, all right? I got to tell you something, okay?
What?
We just had a conference call.
For Obama supporters. And, well, when he gets into office, there are going to be some changes.
Oh, God.
You have a gun, right?
My dad's old 22, yeah.
Yeah, well, someone from the campaign's going to come by and take it. For the give all the white people's guns to the black people program.
God damn it.
Also, listen, if you have any
American flags, you need to hide them, okay? There's gonna be a new flag.
No, not my flag.
Yes.
America's new flag is just a white flag, but there's a picture of a burning American flag on it.
People said I was crazy.
Oh, how old is your daughter again?
Oh, God, why?
What do you think Obama meant when he talked about young people doing community service, man? He's building the world's biggest harem. Dude, he's Muslim. That's how we do.
You're Muslim?
All black people are Muslim, man. We just weren't allowed to say that shit before the election.
I knew it!
You're gonna have to start wearing dashiki.
No!
You know what a dashiki is?
Some kind of special mustache!
Whatever scares you the most, yes.
Why didn't you tell me any of this before the election?
I feel for you, okay? I wanted to tell you. I understand. I mean, the pain you're going through, I get it.
Oh.
And your life is about to get really, really horrible. And you know why?
Because Barack Obama was elected.
Dashiki is?
Some kind of special mustache.
Whatever scares you the most, yes.
Why didn't you tell me any of this before the election?
I feel for you, okay?
he stands for things. Not only for things, he stands on things. Things like aircraft carriers and rubble and recently flooded city squares.
Known as paparazzi. They photograph me in any number of everyday situations, walking down the street, buying beer for high school kids, burning down a building to get
you We'll be right back. announcement and so we ran for office.
Please tell me what else was there to do.
My young assistant did it for about a year, and for some time she managed to save up enough money to buy a house. And when she moved, thank you for joining us. And the house is vacant, and it was...
Everybody, thank you. It's been a big pleasure to be here.
Prince Al-Waleed, we're all suffering in this time.
It's so pleased to be able to welcome back to the program. His Highness, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal of Saudi Arabia. Your Highness, nice to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Lydia, thank you. It is very pleasure to be here.
Prince Al-Waleed, we're all suffering in this financial crisis. Of course, the banking system in particular, but also we're looking at the price of oil.
Here's an analogy for what Citigroup basically is. Imagine it's a bank, and imagine that this bank has no more money and that it needs money. So I give it money, and then you're like, oops, we lost it all. It's so hard to explain. I think that, you know, I mean, you have a dog's brain. I have so much money that if America disappeared, I would be sad. I wouldn't. Banking, yes, you get houses. However, I have many ideas. You know, I'm building a car that runs on just shit from the ground. You say a unicorn isn't real? Tell it to my unicorn that I made. Science is a miracle. I'm getting tired. I want to go have sex. Do you mind if I eat cake? Maria, is it bum you out if I eat some cake while we talk? Why do we have to talk about this serious stuff? What's happening about? Yeah, Citigroup. I want Citigroup to be great. What do I give? We get it. I'm very rich. You're fucked. I need the money. You need the money. Whatever. Who cares?
This is what a man's freedom of room sounds like. The reflection of the blade is masked. You can also hear the reflection of
the blade. Think about all this stuff. It's like it just wants to unwind, you know? Oh, this is an odd shit. Yeah, I get it. All your homes are fucked. You're in the streets. Every time I come here and pretend to care about your stupid problems, it's honestly, it's exhausting. You know, I think that works. You still have your laws. I live in America. I have freedom. I have freedom. I can drown anyone. Oh, Maria. You know, I make mistakes. I'm a sucker. I bought Vincent Gallo. Come for $1 million off eBay. No, I bought Jack Black's come. Michael Caine's. We'll be right back.
shoes and prepare yourselves for a period of simulated exhilaration. Everybody ready?
Excuse me, I'm
Let's
just gonna
get in
sink in.
For our
don't
light
not too far there.
The
future is fun. The future is men. They already have won.
This is real life.
Okay, now I have two fingers.
Good.
Four fingers.
Four fingers? Nah. Don't put it in your mouth. Okay? You feel good?
I can see everything.
Yes, you can. Stay in your seat.
Success of this whole shit. You know, my footsteps holding down for this.
I inhaled frequently. That was the point. I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
WCOM Radio. I'm Furious George. You have been listening to an hour of the Furiousness. We do this every Thursday basically to help you transition into the evening on and the week end. And more importantly, we do it because it's fun. It's micro-powered community-based radio. I'm in here with DJ Slick Nick. We'll be back next Thursday. Thanks for listening to micro-powered radio. I'm Furious. And just so everybody knows, yes, Furious gets uptight and is kind of upset sometimes. But we like to change the pace and change speeds every once in a while. So here's a little Sam Cooke and a little song about change. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. Thanks.
Me, please.